Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video I will answer question 28. Dear Gopal, thank you very much for your courage and stamina. I'm interested to know the reason how come honest sharing is not focused solely on body sensations and feelings. How come it is including thoughts? I'm asking because in everyday life I'm already sharing my thoughts with others. Feelings and sensations, however, have no place at all in everyday life. I personally focus on sensations and feelings because I see most relaxation by doing so. Thoughts, however, carry the danger of projections. It is easy to project the fear and anger on the other person's behavior, especially since the other person has to listen and cannot respond for 10 minutes. So can you shortly explain the advantage of including thoughts? And on a further note, how can I deal with listening to the projections the other person puts on me while I have to stay silent for the 10 minutes? Thank you. Yes, interesting question. And in a way you are right, because finally it's only about emotions. It's not even about body sensations, because the emotional level is the level that is connected with our deepest longings, desires, and needs of the body. And this is what bridges the separation. The emotional level is that level that brings us in contact, finally. So all the honest sharing actually leads to the exchange of the emotions. And if we are at that point, the other sensations and the mind will lose meaning. And this is maybe the point where you are, that you have realized that. And I even would encourage you to focus only on the emotion, on the emotions, if you are at that point. This is the most effective way to dissolve our suffering. But the honest sharing is not in a way constructed or invented by myself. It came to me as a complete package in meditation. And I just published it. So it came with this description that we share the three levels of our experiences. And sharing brings us in contact. If you don't share the content of your mind, then this area has no space between you and the other person. Yes, at a certain level, it is meaningless and we can neglect it. But as you write, you still have in a way problems because, for example, you write at the end that it's obviously hard for you to listen to the things that the other is talking about. So there's something not resolved. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask this question. And yeah, so if the sharing of the emotions solve every problem and every suffering for you, then I have nothing more to say. Then I would say enjoy and finally go into meditation. But if this is not the case, I would encourage you to share everything, because everything is an aspect of your body-mind system. And honest sharing is defined in a way that we can share the content of our thoughts without hurting the other. So if we really put the phrases as I describe it, for example, in my mind is this and this idea, or my mind thinks that you and so on, then there's distance and it is not hurting the other, basically. So there's no problem with sharing the thoughts, even if they are very destructive projections. But at the same time, it is important that we don't use this way of communication to act out, because some people use that to act out their emotions within the honest sharing of the mind. Yeah, you can do that. You can actually use anything to act out. So we have to be careful. So if someone just says, in my mind is the idea that you are da 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 da, and he channels his rage by sharing these thoughts. Then it's acting out. It's not honest sharing. But at the same time, this would mean that the actual emotions are not shared. So again, if we do the whole stack, all three levels, all problems will be solved. So I would really encourage you to do it as it this honest sharing came to us. And if there are problems with doing it in that way, then please write again and we can discuss and solve that. But I would not recommend actually to change the process. The only exception, as I said before, is if all the problems are solved and you are at the goal already and there's no suffering. And if it is painful to listen to the projections of others, as I said before, it is a way of subtle acting out over the mind level, or it is not actually honest sharing. So the person does not communicate or does not share their mind or the thoughts without identification. Of course, that's the normal way we talk with each other, and therefore we suffer. You write, the other person has to listen and cannot respond for 10 minutes. It sounds a bit like this, that this is a problem or a pain or a suffering. It is not. If another person really does honest sharing, as I describe it, it is always pleasant for us. It is a gift. It always feels well. It brings us in connection. It is not a burden for the other. Absolutely no. Really, absolutely no. That's why it is possible to open ourselves and to listen to that. And this brings the connection that was not able in the childhood. And the energy flows through. And this is the healing, the transformation. Otherwise, the person has to defend and has to close himself or herself. But we only do that if we hear stuff from others with full identifications. Then we have to close because it's terrible. It's sucking. And honest sharing is not sucking. It is sharing. We share a gift. So I hope this brings some clarity.